So, you call yourself a fan?
Hell yeah!
And you must know your gear. Like Prince, high-tension cat-gut rubber-handled tennis racket, or
NASCAR engines have extremely radical cam profiles that open the intake valves much earlier and keep them open longer than in regular street engines.
Yeah, know your gear. Time to sound off on what you know on the Steve Zabin Show. Know your gear.
800-777-2907. Know your gear. I got a great follow on Twitter for this kind of stuff. It's called Super 70s Sports.
Oh, yeah. That is fantastic.
Yeah, these guys find pictures of stuff from back in the day that are fantastic. And it's not just 70s. It's a lot of different eras, but they got good stuff, such as what are you looking at there?
Super 70s Sports.
Oh, okay. You just scroll through it. Yeah.
They've got more followers than you. Look at this. These Twitter.
Barely, though. They got 49,300 followers. I think I've got 49,100.
Yeah, they do a podcast, 70s Sports podcast.
How about this? Know your gear. The NFL Super Stripe hat. Mesh in the back, colors in front, and a big fat stripe across the middle. I sent you the link. You can look at the pictures there. Those were pretty sweet hats circa 1982, I believe. AJD was the manufacturer, the AJD Cap Company. And you know how you ordered these things?
Oh, yes, I had a couple of those.
You ordered these caps because you cut out the bottom part of the ad in the magazine where you can fill in, please send me blank caps for NFL team name blank at $8.50 each, postage paid. Size, men's, women's, children's, blah, 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 blah. Send it to the AJD Cap Company, 3301 Carlwood Road, Richmond, Virginia.
Sure.
I'm squinting now at this.
Let's see what's there now.
Yeah. Is the AJD Cap Company still in existence? I don't know.
Yeah, give it a try and send something.
Call them.
Know your gear, the Pittsburgh Pirates pillbox hats.
Fly.
Bet you couldn't buy those pillbox hats back in the 80s. Know your gear, Mattel Electronics Baseball. Yes, that's right, kids. After the runaway popularity of the beep, 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 of the handheld Mattel Electronic Football game, they decided, well, if kids like this, they'll love baseball.
Look at that. Four buttons.
Football two.
Pitch, hit, run, score.
Ooh, yeah, and Mattel Electronics Baseball sucked.
They made it a little better when they went to the darker green.
Yeah, whatever.
And so did football, too, where you could pass it.
How about this for Know Your Gear? The quilt comforter with all the NFL teams on the quilt. I'm going to find that when I go to my dad's house today, my mom and dad, I'm going to ask, Dad, I need one of those Skillcraft pens that say property of the U.S. government. And then I need that quilt that we still have in our possession, which has every team on it. Awesome stuff. How about Know Your Gear? Susie Chaffee's ski suit. Do you know who Susie Chaffee is?
Susie Chapstick.
She was a big advertiser. Susie Chapstick. She was a skier, and I think a tennis player. Very lovely physique, and she had this very tight-fitting, full-length ski suit.
She is almost 70 years of age. Alpine ski racer and actress.
All right, so there's an example. 330-99-ZABE if you want to text him in. You can call in 800-777-2907. Before we go to the phones, any other Know Your Gears?
Zabe, in honor of Madden 17 coming out yesterday, let me take you a quick walk down memory lane. NFL old video games, obviously Tecmo Bowl, yes, bring that up all the time, 1987. But 1980 thereabouts, what about NFL for Intellivision, which at the time blew away anything that Atari had to offer?
It was good.
Where you could pass it and run the guys with a little disc. Atari got back into the business with something called Real Sports, but I think it was just something like 5-on-5. And then in 91...
There. Can you hear that?
Yes. Joe Montana football for Genesis, which had cities and not real teams. But then in 93, they made a deal with the league and had the great Lon Simmons on the call with talking something called Joe Montana Sports Talk, and it had running commentary. And then for those of you who were active, do you remember Flathead's darts? The safe dart for in the house? They were Velcro tipped.
Oh, right.
And you would throw them. Yes. And then, by the way, within, I don't know, 6 to 8 uses,
the Velcro would,
the
peel,
Velcro
off.
Would peel right off.
And it would not stick.
And it would not stick. You can buy this on eBay for $8.99.
Yeah. Wow, bargain. The Intellivision football game was quite sophisticated.
Compared to what we knew? Absolutely.
It was 5-on-5. You had pre-snap line shifts on defense. You had the first down chains. Good stuff for 1982. Let's go to the phones. Brian. Hello, Brian. Know your gear. What do you got?
I think on this EA Sports game, you can also pick which group of protesters will be outside the stadium.
Animal rights, domestic violence.
The Martha Burkers.
Yes, that'd be good.
They don't believe Lutie Johnson was born in this country, so...
Birthers and birthers.
That's a good Woody.
Woody.
Skillcraft made pencils too. I remember those.
Did they?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, we growing up, we just bought, got a bunch of dominoes and pretended we had Legos.
Would you tape them together?
Yeah. Look. That fits. Go ahead. Know your gear, Zabe. Do you remember when we were growing up, skateboards did not come with grip tape. So oftentimes you had to buy your own grip tape.
Yes, I
do remember
that. Cut it
out and attach it. So unless you were really skilled, you know, you just had to deal with a slick skateboard to keep your balance, or buy your own grip tape.
Just like tennis rackets, you had to buy the grip tape because the one that came with it was...
And then on top of that, I remember, you know, guys, kids in the neighborhood would brag about changing out their trucks, that the trucks on the skateboard were custom trucks.
Oh, yes. These guys would put them up on racks like they're working on their cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a red plastic skateboard that was bought at People's Drug that had no grip tape on it, no sophisticated wheels or trucks.
That nerd Barry Olson tried to steal it from you, too.
Yeah. It did have a little kicktail on it, so you could do some sort of tricks with it, but it was not what you think of today as a skateboard, that's for sure.